Celebrating over 40 years of broadcasting, welcome to Carosello Italiano with Joe Capogreco. Stay tuned for the next 2 hours for beautiful Italian music, news, sports, and information live from Rochester's High Fall Studios. It's Carosello Italiano with Joe Capogreco.
Signore e signori, buongiorno e buona domenica. Naturalmente benvenuti a Carosello Italiano. Questi è Gio Capogreco dal vivo, naturalmente da questa stazione radio. È sempre un po' in ritardo, ma non è colpa nostra. E quindi più musica e meno parole può darsi oggi. Ma iniziamo con Noah's Ark, l'arca di Noè, canta Sergio Endrigo.
Viaggia di conchiglie morte. Nella notte una stella d'acciaio confonde il marinaio. Strisce bianche nel cielo azzurro per incantare e far sognare i bambini. La luna è piena di bambini e senza che fatica essere uomo. Partirà, la nave partirà, dove arriverà, questo non si sa, sarà come l'arca di Noè, il cane, il gatto, io e te. Un toro è disteso sulla sabbia, il suo cuore perde cherosene. A ogni curva un cavallo di latta distrugge il cavaliere. Terra e mare, polvere bianca, una città si è perduta nel deserto.
Sergio Endrigo qui, Gio Capogreco con Carosello Italiano. Buongiorno e benvenuti ancora una volta al nostro programma. Abbiamo per voi ancora musica, ma prima voglio farvi sapere che nel nostro studio abbiamo, io direi il dottor, I would like to call you the dottor, but you don't want that. You
no,
want to
no.
be called just a right author of the book. Red, white, green, green, white, and red. We'll tell you more about. In the meantime, we say good morning to him.
Good morning to you, sir. It's wonderful to be back in Rochester.
This is the second time, and we thank you very, very much. we welcome you with open arms, of course. We're going to talk to you about this fantastic book that you wrote. But now, música.
Il grillo disse un giorno alla formica, il pane per l'inverno tu ce l'hai, perché protesti sempre per il vino, aspetta la vendemmia e ce l'avrai.
Mi sembra di sentire mio fratello, che aveva un grattacielo nel Perù,
voleva arrivare fino in cielo, e il grattacielo adesso non l'ha più.
Finché la barca va,
sempre sotto il sole, tra file di ginestre di lilla, al tuo paese c'è chi ti vuol bene, perché sogni le donne di città.
Mi sembra di vedere mia sorella, che aveva un fidanzato di Cantù,
voleva averne uno anche in Cina, e il fidanzato adesso non l'ha più.
Il pane per l'inverno tu ce l'hai.
Vorrei aprire in fretta il mio cancello, ma quel cancello io non l'apro mai.
Finché la barca va, lasciala andare. Finché la barca va, tu non remare. Finché la barca va, stai a guardare.
Quando l'amore viene il campanello suonerà. Quando l'amore viene il campanello suonerà.
Listen to the entire program today? Don't worry, you can hear Italian Carousel whenever it's convenient for you. Find us on the internet at www.italiancarousel.net.
Attenzione, attenzione, importante informazione su Basil e Casual Italian Kitchen. I due ristoranti Basil sono aperti 7 giorni alla settimana, dal lunedì al giovedì dalle 4.30 pomeridiane alle 10 pomeridiane, venerdì dalle 4.30 alle 11, sabato da mezzogiorno alle 11 di sera, domenica da mezzogiorno alle 9 di sera. E dove si trovano i ristoranti Basil? Uno al 740 East Henrietta Road, l'altro in Penfield Webster, al 1384 Empire Boulevard, da dove si ammira la magnifica baia Irandquoit. Potete mangiare quanto volete per soli 9,89 e quanto insalata volete. Dal menù regolare potete scegliere linguini di mare, capellini al pomodoro, fettuccini al freddo, lasagna al forno, gnocchi alla marinara, linguini al pesto, tortellini al freddo. Poi ci sono diverse varietà di pesce, come salmone, pesce spada, vongole, diverse qualità di carne, oppure godetevi con i vostri amici una pizza margherita. Qualunque sia la cena preferita, Basil, un'autentica cucina italiana alla maniera casuale. Basil e Casual Italian Kitchen. Giacomo Greco qui con Carosello Italiano insieme al nostro autore e commentatore Factotum, because he knows everything, Dominic J. Polera. Welcome to the Italian Carousel and to Rochester for the second time. I thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. I enjoy being here very much.
Well, the first time that we invite Mr. Puleta was for the occasion, a very important occasion, was for the Italian-American Columbus Day celebration, correct?
Yes, in October of 2007.
2007. And the people there were amazed, as I wrote in the newspaper, to listen to you. And, of course, now you bring something else to our shores here, a wonderful book called The Green, White, and Red. My first question, which could be the best question in the world, is why green, white, and red, and not only Italian-American success story?
In other words, why did I choose this title, or
yeah.
Why the topic? Or?
Why the title of green, white, and red, and underneath the success story of the Italian-American?
Okay. Well, the green, white, and red, of course, are the colors of the Italian flag.
We know that. Yes.
And with people of Italian origin in this country, even folks who've never been to Italy, even those who don't speak Italian but have Italian ancestry, often feel a connection to Italy. So I thought it was appropriate to bring something that was Italian into the equation. But at the same time, this is also a very American story.
Thank you very much. I just was curious to find out, because I figured that the Italian-American success story, it's a wonderful title, but with the green, white, and red, that's more emphasized on the Italian.
That's very true, sir.
Thank you. A musica per voi, signori, non sono Maddalena.
Caro amore, ritorni questa sera. Meno male, io non vedevo l'ora. Sì, lo so, fiducia tu ne hai tanta. E per te io son come una santa. Caro amore, non lo potrai capire. Morire. No, non può restare sempre sola. Chi da sola resistere non sa.
Tutto bene adesso che sei.
qui.
For your next catered party, remember to call Mr. Dominic's at the Lake for all your catering needs. 4699 Lake Avenue, 865-4630. Choose from hot or cold buffets with a wide variety of choices to please your family, friends. Call 865-4630 to start planning. Mr. Dominic's, serving Rochester for over 25 years, has a selection of appetizers that'll make your next cocktail party a great success. And that leaves you more time to enjoy your guests. Whether it's a formal occasion or a casual chicken or clam bake, Mr. Dominic's is proud to serve you. Call the excellent staff at Mr. Dominic's, 865-4630. Mention you heard about the catering at Mr. Dominic's on Italian Carousel.
Ritorniamo in onda con il signor, lo scrittore, amici in ascolto, lo scrittore il signor Domenico Pulera, appena arrivato da Wisconsin. What time did you get here? About 3 o'clock in the morning.
3 in the morning, sir. I left Wisconsin around 12:30 yesterday afternoon, and it's a bit of a drive.
Well, it is. That's what some people told me. And thank you for being here after a few hours that you arrived here. Question for you: to what you attribute the success of the thousands and thousands of people in that have achieved this success? To what you attribute our success in this country?
Two factors, sir. The first of which, of course, has to do with the Italian immigrants and their descendants who've done everything that you're supposed to do to make it in America by working hard, playing by the rules, having strong families, contributing to our communities, embracing our national culture, the English language, and starting businesses and eventually, especially in the later generations, going on to school. The second reason is also very important, and that is America, a place where we have a culture and institutions whereby people from almost any part of the world can come here, and by virtue of their hard work, their determination, their perseverance, rise to the top.
And the morality of our immigrants, I guess, our people with a family unity.
Well, and, we're a nation of immigrants. All of us come from someplace, or our ancestors do, with the exception, of course, of Native Americans.
Thank you. Mike?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dr. Pulera. I'd like to welcome you to Italian Carousel.
Good morning, sir.
And tell you about the weather forecast for today, brought to you by Olindo's Food Service at 1510 Lyle Avenue. For today, pretty easy weather forecast, partly sunny skies with some patchy fog in the morning. The high temperature will be in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, low temperatures in the lower 50s. And on Monday, mostly sunny skies, high temperatures in the mid-70s. And the temperature outside right now is 60 degrees in Rochester. This weather forecast brought to you by Olindo's.
Before I give you the specials today, I'd like to remind you that there will be a pasta dinner today, Sunday, September 13, from 12 to 5 o'clock at the Diplomat Banquet Center. Of course, that all on behalf of San Padre Pio Chapel, hosted by St. Lucie's Auxiliary. If you want to know more about it, call Tony Vito at 227-8813. E qua alcuni prezzi speciali. Nutella Ferrara, $4.99. Wine bottles, bottiglie per il vino, 12 per $4.99 la cassa. Lavazza Caffè, 250 grammi, $3.99. Primo Sale from Italy, plain or black pepper, $7.99 la libra. Empire or Sicily, o Sicilia, mozzarella, $1.79 la libra. Nonché grana padano parmigiano, $5.99 la libra. De Cecco spaghetti, una libbra per 50 centesimi, quindi 2 per un dollaro. Naturalmente abbiamo anche per voi Riviano Pumas Olive Oil, 8,99. Bella Rosa, California, Tomato Puree o Crushed Tomatoes, 2,99 circa. Allora vi daremo più informazioni più tardi e vi raccomando di essere presente al Pig Roast, sì? San Padre Pio, First Annual Pig Roast at Italian American Sports Club on Buffalo Road on September 16. Ok? Noi invitiamo voi alle vostre telefonate 222-6397 se volete parlare con noi. But I have a question for Mr. Pulera. That's what I heard many, many years ago. And I figure that I should ask if you know more about this. Is it true that the children of our immigrants were sort of pushed or encouraged to learn the language of this country in order someday to excel in some profession? By doing that, the kids or the children or the sons or daughters did not learn how to speak the native language of the parents.
That's very true, sir. And I've heard time and time again in different parts of our country, people who say their parents said something along these lines: speak English, become American. The parents would not speak Italian to their children because they wanted them to integrate into the mainstream of our country as quickly as possible. And the model in those days required one to do so. Now, today, a number of people have voiced a certain sadness to me that they never had a chance to learn the language of their ancestors. They're very proud of being American, and they're very proud of what their parents taught to them. At the same time, they wished they had learned Italian. The good news is that you're seeing many individuals promoting Italian language programs so that their grandchildren and even great-grandchildren can learn the language of Italy and at the same time not be seen as anything less than fully, unequivocally American.
I'm glad that I asked the question. And I'd like to remind you that Mrs. Dentino will teach Italian at the Italian American Community Center starting the 15th of this month.
Excellent.
So that everybody can learn. And I'm glad that I taught Italian myself. I still see some kids said, I remember what you taught me. All right, thank you very much. E allora, musica. Dal calabrese Mino Raetano, il quale è deceduto un anno fa, Mino Raetano, era il tempo delle more.
Portai una luna quasi nuova, come era nuova la voglia di te. Le tue braccia come l'acqua e i grilli intorno a noi, sulle labbra un desiderio e la tua vita fioriva. Fiordalisi e papaveri stesi con gli occhi in su, che guardavano il cielo coperto di nubi blu. Quella notte quanti baci, quella notte quante stelle, ma poche verità.
Il mese
mamma e papà veri stesi con gli occhi in su, che guardavano il cielo coperto di nubi blu. Quella notte quanti baci, quella notte quante stelle, ma poche verità. Era il tempo dell'amore. Corre il fiume al suo destino, col nostro addio più triste che mai.
Amici, siamo nello studio con lo scrittore Domenico Pulera del stato Wisconsin, presente qui con noi. Vogliamo ricordarvi che lui parlerà nell'Italian American Community Center. He'll be at the Italian American Community Center at 3 o'clock for a signing of his book and, of course, to give us more information about our great success in this country. Is that true, Doctor? Doctor, I got to call you Doctor.
Please call me Dominic, sir. And yes, I will be sharing stories and anecdotes that reflect on Italian-American progress. Stories and anecdotes that we see reflected in our lives. And tracing them and hoping to hear commentary from people who come.
I'm sure that we have some people coming, important for you and me and the community to be there. So ricordate, amici in ascolto, remember 3 o'clock, 3:30 at the Italian American Community Center with Dominic Pulera. You have a chance to listen in person. And of course, if you like to have his book, he will sign it for you.
The Italian Carousel Sports Report is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, the family from Rochester, New York, and proud of it. Now 17 locations in and around Rochester. Salvatore's and Salvatore's.com.
Amici, dopo la deludente vittoria sulla Georgia in championship, è arrivata giovedì una vittoria chiara sulla Bulgaria. Naturalmente questa è per la qualificazione ai mondiali. La nazionale italiana con Grosso ha vinto per 2-0, presenta allo Stadio Olimpico di Torino anche il prossimo avversario Trapattoni, che incontrerà il 10 ottobre la nazionale italiana a Dublino. Con 4 punti di vantaggio, perché abbiamo battuto naturalmente la Bulgaria per 2-0, l'Italia è quasi pronta per andare in Sudafrica. Un'altra partita naturalmente si giocherà il 10 ottobre contro l'Irlanda e poi l'ultima partita sarà col Cipro. Intanto Juventus ieri sera ha battuto la Lazio per 2-0, il Livorno ha fermato ancora una volta il Milan. Notizie sportive del momento portate a voi in esclusiva da Sam Fantauzzo e la sua famiglia. Amici, volete gustare una pizza preparata alla vecchia maniera italiana? Old Fashioned Pizza da Salvatore. Salvatore, le pizzerie di successo. Grazie a voi, la famiglia Fantauzzo ha costruito a poco una catena di pizzerie, creando la famosa Old Fashioned Pizza. Pizza dei vecchi e buoni tempi. Grazie a voi, vi dicono le famiglie della catena Salvatore, per questo loro successo negli affari. Ricordate, Salvatore, della famiglia Coraggioso, della famiglia Dorè, della famiglia Del Gheiso, della famiglia Mangione. Salvatore, dove la pizza è creata con tanto amore. Salvatore, negli affari fin dal 1978. E adesso vogliamo dedicare una canzone alla bella Kerry Montemalo, 11 anni oggi, 11 years old, la figlia del nostro caro amico avvocato Frank Montemalo. Per te, Kerry, tanti, tanti auguri. Con Gianni Nazzaro, Occhi di ragazza.
Occhi di ragazza, quanti cieli, quanti mari che m'aspettano. Occhi di ragazza, se li guardo, vedo i sogni che farò. Felici ci faranno, sono già negli occhi tuoi. Occhi di ragazza, io vi parlo col silenzio dell'amore. E riesco a dire tante cose che la bocca non dirà. Sole nei tuoi occhi, quando si fa notte nella notte dei tuoi occhi c'è una luce che mi porta fino a te. Un giorno in loro scoprirò quello che tu nasconderai. Sarà finito. Una spiaggia vuota senza mare, io dovrò vedere in voi. Occhi di ragazza, quanto male vi farete perdonare. L'acqua di una lacrima d'addio sarà l'ultimo regalo che da voi riceverò. L'acqua di una lacrima d'addio sarà l'ultimo regalo che da voi riceverò.
Per Kerry Montemalo, happy birthday to you, 11 years old today. And of course, how can we forget Frank and Terry, father and mother. They're celebrating their 18th year of marriage. Al caro amico Frank Montemalo e alla cara amica Terry Montemalo, tanti, tanti, tanti auguri!
Nel cielo passano le nuvole che vanno verso il mare.
For Frank and Terry, Montemaro. Dio, come ti amo.
Che salutano il nostro amore. Dio, come ti amo. Non è possibile avere fra le braccia tanta felicità, baciare le tue labbra che odorano di vento, noi due innamorati come nessun al mondo. Dio, come ti amo. Mi vien da piangere in tutta la mia vita, non ho provato mai un bene così caro, un bene così vero. Chi può fermare il fiume che corre verso il mare? Le rondini nel cielo che vanno verso il sole. Chi può cambiare l'amore? L'amore mio per te. Dio, come ti amo.
Amici, Giocamo Greco con voi, con signor Domenico Pulera, l'autore del libro che naturalmente di cui noi stiamo parlando, Green, White and Red, verde, bianco e rosso. You know, we always say the opposite in Italian flags. We are so used to say bianco, rosso e verde, white, red and green. Instead, it's the right way to say it. Verde, bianco e rosso, green. Signor Pulera, in your book, you mentioned that your father's parents spoke Italian.
Yes, they spoke Calabrian dialects, yes.
Your father, born in America, of course, learned and spoke English.
That's correct.
Did he feel that he was American, Italian, or Italian-American?
Well, in the years when he was growing up, in the 1950s and 1960s, like virtually everyone in those days, there was an emphasis on being American. And his Italian heritage was something that was inescapably part of his life and upbringing. I mean, you can't divorce where he grew up in the city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, which is a small city, about 55 minutes north of downtown Chicago, where there's a sizable Italian population. It's not something that you distinguish. You don't distinguish the Italian from the American there. They're, like in many parts of our country, the two are the same. As he's gotten older and people are reflecting on their heritage more, he has he just enjoys being Italian, enjoys being American, enjoys being Italian-American, going to delis, listening to music, you know.
How do you feel you are yourself, American-Italian or Italian-American?
Well, I identify as an American of Italian descent.
Oh, I see.
And as we all know, there are discussions in the community about how we identify, and I'm a fourth-generation American.
Oh, yes. Well, you know why I ask you this? I ask you this because... Oh, what you did the first time, the few times that you came to Rochester, one of the times you spoke at the Italian Civic League, and you were on my show this time you came, and you do not, according to what I read, if I read or write in your book, you do not accept honoraria and you come on your expenses.
Well, that's correct. With the Italian...
So you are Calabrese. Because if you do something to a Calabrese, he or she, they will take the shirt off the back. And that's what you're doing. You're more Calabrese than anybody else.
Well, thank you, sir. And with the Italian-American story and with Italian-American culture, virtually everyone who's involved in it does so on a voluntary basis. Nobody makes a living doing this. It's about preserving the culture, preserving the heritage, and contributing to America. Contributing to America.
Thank you very much. Amici, se volete ascoltare di più, venite oggi nella sede dell'Italian American Community Center alle 3 del pomeriggio. Domenico Pulera, l'autore del libro, parlerà a noi. Sì, siate presenti là. Se avete delle domande da fare, chiamateci al 222-6397, 222-6397. Siamo pronte per andare in Sicilia per conto della Eurokitchens.
Sicilian folklore on Italian Carousel is brought to you by Eurokitchens at 168 West Main Street in Webster.
Sicilia sì la terra di l'amori, tu sì la gioia di gli innamorati, che vedono di tutti i paesi, felici su di stare sempre qua. L'amore sboccia a mezzo ai giardini, di zagara, d'arance e mannarini. L'amore siciliano, l'amore siciliano, che mette tanto ardore in talo cuore. L'amore siciliano, di letti nalo poco si picchiò. Le notti a Taormina sono dolci, lo cielo è tutto stile arraccamato. L'amore siciliano a tutti piace, per chi è fatto di sincerità. L'amore siciliano, che mette tanta ardore in talo cuore. L'amore siciliano, di letti nalo poco si picchiò. Tutta sulle acciuri, la notte luto cielo è di velluto, ci sono canti allegri e serenati, lo vero amore nasce solo qua. Sicilia sì la terra di lavori, lo paradiso in terra è tutto qua. L'amore siciliano, che mette tanta ardore in talo cuore. L'amore siciliano, di letto nalo poco si picchiò. Le notti a Taormina sono dolci, lo cielo è tutto stile arraccamato. L'amore siciliano a tutti piace, per chi è fatto di sincerità. L'amore siciliano, che mette tanta ardore in talo cuore. L'amore siciliano, di letto nalo poco si picchiò. Thank you. amici. L'uscele tutto si dà raccamato, l'amore siciliano a tutti piace, per chi è fatto di sincerità. L'amore siciliano, che mette tanto ardore in dallo cuore. L'amore siciliano, di lette nalo poco si picchiò. L'amore, lo vero amore, da sta Sicilia vede generosa sinna giovan quantità.
And now, more Sicilian folklore on Italian Carousel, brought to you by Arrow Kitchens at 168 West Main Street in Webster. Arrow Kitchens wants you to know that whatever the season, Mauser Custom Cabinetry will furnish you with style, elegance, and quality. Why? Because Mauser Custom Cabinetry is known for a tradition of excellence backed by 45 years of fine custom cabinet building experience. With Mauser Custom Cabinets, you will also receive a limited 10-year warranty. Now, you don't need to dream of a modern, efficient, and beautiful kitchen because Arrow Kitchens will design you a top-of-the-line Mauser kitchen. So hurry to Arrow Kitchens at 168 Main Street in Webster, where your dreams become reality.
Arrow Kitchens, where imagination becomes reality.
And now, more Sicilian folklore on Italian Carousel, brought to you by Arrow Kitchens at 168 West Main Street in Webster.
Amici, state sognando di avere una nuova cucina in legno? Non sarà più un sogno, ma una realtà. Quando? Visitando lo showroom della Arrow Kitchens, che si trova a 168 West Main Street in Webster. Arrow Kitchens, nuova o rimodellata. La vostra cucina darà alla vostra casa quel segno di modernità, di comodità che vi aspettate da una cucina Arrow. Chiamate Vince Mastro Simone al 670-9910. 670-9910. Arrow Kitchens, per le cucine più belle, più moderne. Arrow Kitchens, 168 West Main Street in Webster.
Arrow Kitchens, where imagination becomes reality.
Pietro Rubino, proprietario dei famosi negozi Rubino's Italian Food Stores, presenta Liscio Time.
Listening to a Rochester tradition, Italian Carousel, heard every Sunday on 950 AM WROC in Rochester and on the internet at www.italiancarousel.net. Welcome to Rubino's at 1304 East Ridge Road. Rubino's imported Italian foods. Call 544-5680. Shop Rubino's for a one-of-a-kind selection of the finest cold cuts, cheeses, meats, and homemade award-winning Italian sausage. See for yourself. Try a hot or cold lunch or take home Italian specialties for dinner tonight. Entertaining? Rubino's party and cold cut trays are extraordinary. Call 544-5680 to place your order. 544-5680. Thank you, Rubino's, for your sponsorship of Italian Carousel.
Visit Rubino's on the internet at www.rubinos.net.
43 years with Italian Carousel. Never missed once in 43 years. We are very proud of that. And even our guest, Dominic Puletta from Wisconsin, was there once. Is that correct? At the Rubino's.
Oh, yes, yes. It's one of the most remarkable Italian stores and delis anywhere in North America, and I've been to many of them. So
You mentioned it in your book, too.
Oh, yes.
I'm glad. I have a question that I'd like to ask you. In your book, Green, White and Red, amici, chiamateci al 222-6397, perché tante volte possiamo anche ritardare la vostra telefonata. In your book, Green, White and Red, you interviewed hundreds of people of Italian origin or descent. Did any of those interviewed use the Italian language in answering your questions?
On occasion, sometimes when people would use Italian words and expressions, but because my primary language is English, virtually everyone spoke to me in English. And some people have said to me, well, why don't you speak Italian? And I said, well, when I went to school, Italian wasn't as popular as it is today. And in Wisconsin in those days, there weren't many opportunities for Italian language instruction. Now, in the last few years, that has changed. It's easiest to learn languages when people are quite young and in school. And as of right now, due to my other obligations, I haven't been able to acquire fluency in the Italian language.
That was my next question. Nowadays, the Italian language is the fourth or fifth language more studied in the USA. Question, to what do you attribute all this? Our art, science, food, music? What do you think?
Yes, as you point out, sir, the growth in enrollments in Italian language programs is outpacing the overall growth in enrollment in world languages. This is attributable to a number of reasons, in no particular order. Italy today is one of the most glamorous countries and cultures in the world. People just love Italy, not only in America, but in other parts of the world. And also, we're seeing a resurgence of interest in our Italian heritage among young people who may be only a quarter or half Italian. I'm only half Italian, as is common for many people in my generation. And they want to learn more about their heritage. They want to learn more about Italy. And learning the language, acquiring even basic fluency, is essential to do so.
Questo e altre storie Domenico Pulera racconterà durante la sua riunione nell'Italian American Community Center alle 3 oggi, Sunday 13 at 3 o'clock. We'd like to see you or some of you at the Italian American Community Center for the signing of books and stories that our author will tell you. Remember, it's at 3 o'clock. 3:30, if you like to be there, Sunday, today, at the Italian American Community Center. Liscio Time.
Pietro Rubino, proprietario dei famosi negozi Rubino's Italian Food Stores, presenta Liscio Time. We'll be right back.
Amici, quando diciamo Rubino, che cosa vi viene in mente? Naturalmente, il negozio che vende solo prodotti importati e domestici di tipo fino. Rubino, 1304 East Ridge Road. Da Rubino trovate una linea completa di pasta italiana, pomodori pelati, olio di oliva, riso arborio, tonno in olio d'oliva, prosciutto cotto e prosciutto crudo, acqua minerale, spezie di ogni tipo, una linea completa di formaggio, mortadella, capocollo incanestrato, fave, ceci, lupini e altri cereali. Tutto ciò che vi bisogna per preparare un'ottima cena lo trovate da Rubino, 1304 East Ridge Road. Approfittate anche del ristorantino per un lunch o per un sandwich. E da Rubino, tutto di tipo fino, 1304 East Ridge Road. Signore e signori, buongiorno e buona domenica. Naturalmente siamo nello studio della stazione radio con il con lo scrittore Domenico Pulera, who at the age of 30 he visited India.
Well, when I was younger, I did
all these countries that you did
an international speaking tour at academic institutions throughout the world. Yeah,
and tell more about now that you can explain to the fine people that listen to us the content of the book Green, White, and Red. We know that's about the success story of the Italian immigrants. Now, do you have a special anecdotes about that that you want to mention, that you already mentioned in the book, that you want people to know now before they come over there, and more, some of them?
Okay. The core of the book, the core of the book is stories and anecdotes and reflections about people who may have immigrated to this country, but also individuals who were born here and whose Italian ancestors may have been here for several generations. So I try to take into account the diversity of the experience, the Italian-American experience. Let me just give you a very, very brief example. The book includes the story of a lady whose grandmother remembers growing up in Pennsylvania, the daughter of Sicilian immigrants, and she was one of eight children, so the family didn't have a great deal of money. But one Christmas, some traveling salesman who did business with her father at a general store, there was this big box of toys that arrived at their home, and these were the only toys that Mary, the lady in question, ever had during her childhood. And this is a story that she shared with her children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So it's stories like that that form the core of the book, as stories that go to the very heart of what it means to be Italian, but also be American.
In a little while, I'm going to ask you to talk about Kenosha in Wisconsin. I'll tell you why. You said that 12% of the population is of Italian ancestry or whatever.
That's right.
I was surprised when I received few emails from Wisconsin from people that want to hear some kind of a music. And I said, in Wisconsin, you have Italians? And they, I did not know you then. But I'm glad that we can talk about in a little while.
Okay, very good, yes.
E allora, andiamo a Napoli per conto del signor Tony Suero del ristorante Mamma Rosa on Norton Street. The Sound of Naples.
It's time for The Sound of Naples, brought to you by Mamma Rosa Restaurant at 1733 Norton Street.
Mario Merola.
Mia cara madre stava trasi Natale, già sta lontana, chiù mi sapeva male, come vorrei allumare di odre e biancale, come vorrei sentire lo sanguignale,
e in mia pagina lo bruse piattava la mattito piatta mia pagina guagna sera da vicina come se mi è già buio stessa morire. A noi che ci chiamiamo Gile Napoli con mia madre stupata.
Mia cara madre, su, su e denaro per chi si chiagna padre non so niente, potenga qualche dollaro e mamare, ma non so stata mai tanta paziente, ma sonno tutte notte a casa mia, e te creatura mia ne senta voce, e a buio ma sonno con Mara Maria. Spada in pietra non so figlio in croce e c'è la costa la cara ma sta verica a noi la volità a noi la caccia gli agli moci
avete scritto che assuntole le chiamme chi l'ha lasciata e sta lontana ancora che faccia di se figlia vonna mamma facitela tornare che la signora io no di non torna ma ne resto fuori e resta affaticata tutta quanta giù per sa padre casa no i so carne ma cielo so emigrante e c'è la costa la cara ma sta verità a noi una pulita a noi a caccia che agnimmo con mia madre stupare.
Musica, canto e buon cibo, ecco ciò che vi può offrire il ristorante Mamma Rosa, 1733 Norton Street. Mamma Rosa, il ristorante della famiglia che offre musica ogni giovedì sera con Giantieri alla sua fisarmonica. È una cena squisita come gnocchi della nonna o stravaganza, un misto di buone cose cucinate all'italiana, nonché un menù da cui scegliere. Mamma Rosa, provare per credere. Oh, poi, se volete celebrare qualche lieto evento, la sala banchetti è a vostra disposizione. Basta chiamare 544-4300, 544-4300 o andare di persona al 1733 Norton Street. Parcheggio gratis e molto grande. Tony Suero, cuoco e padrone del ristorante, è sempre a vostra completa disposizione.
You're listening to The Sound of Naples, brought to you by Mamma Rosa Restaurant at 1733 Norton Street.
L'amore, sì signore, è una sciocchezza, è debolezza e non ci cascherò. Chi sa innamora perde l'allegrezza e con certezza mai mi sposerò. Ma una mattina a Napoli, in coppa una fenestella, che zucchero e cannella stava là. tenevano una buchella, viccirella, viccirella, tenevano un asillo, viccirilla, viccirilla, tenevano una faccella che parevano pignè, ed era tutta bella, 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 bella. Gli occhi che parlavano, ridevano, cantavano, ma mentre vi guardavano, lucevano, bruciavano, e s'appicciai sto cuore, ma sto fuoco non va a passare, e manca che pompiere che sto cuore se sto darà. Figa m'ha fatta fa, figa m'ha fatta fa, una bucchella, viccirella, una cilla, viccirella, una cilla, una bucchella, viccirella, viccirella. E la bucchella subito si è arresa, senza sorpresa presto mi baciò. Un sposalizio degno in una marchesa, da zia Teresa poi si festeggiò. E che spaghetti a vongole, cappolla cacciatore, la dolce mia signora si mangiò. Teneva una bucchella, viccirella, viccirella, teneva un asillo, viccirilla, viccirilla, teneva una faccella che pareva un pignè, ed era tutta bella, 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 bella. Due occhi che parlavano, ridevano, cantavano, ma mentre mi guardavano, lucevano, bruciavano, e s'appicciai sto cuore, ma sto fuoco non va a passare, e manca che pompiere chi sto cuore se sto darà. Figa m'ha fatta fa, figa m'ha fatta fa, una bucchella, viccirella, una silla, viccirilla, una silla e una bucchella, viccirella, viccirella, una bucchella, viccirella, viccirella.
Welcome back to the Italian Carousel. Joe Capogreco speaking to you, ladies and gentlemen. In our studio, famed international author Dominic Pulera, who is going to be at the IACC at 3 o'clock for a talk and, of course, book signing. Remember, 3 o'clock at the Italian American Community Center. We'll wait for you to see you there. We hope some of you will come. And I'll ask Mr. Pulera, in your book, you mentioned that there was this lady, I don't remember the name now, who said to you in the interview that years ago, it was not fashionable to be Italian in the 50s and the 60s. Is that correct?
Well,
that
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yes.
Because you were not even born in the 50s and 60s. Okay.
I was born in 1974. One hears that again and again. In the 1950s and 1960s, even going back to the 30s and 40s, the emphasis was on being American. That meant when you came here, you were supposed to leave anything that marked you as foreign at the shore. And
if you want to succeed.
Yeah, exactly. And what has happened in recent years is that we're able to celebrate the Italian heritage and also be fully, completely American at the same time. And that dates back to the 1970s for a variety of reasons.
Do you recall a little while ago we said that the Italian language is the fourth now or fifth studied in the USA? So we could say maybe it's fashionable now to speak the language or to know about Italian things.
Very definitely. And the most powerful example of how popular all things Italian are today would be food. I mean, a person would be very hard-pressed to find an American community of at least 10,000 residents where there is not at least one Italian pizzeria.
And I would like to add that we have a lot of scientists, young people like you, that could not do any research in Italy for many reasons, financials. They come to the United States. We don't know. Take Fauci. Take many others who were born here. And they are at the University of Rochester, some RIT professors, doctors. And they do all this. And that means that we Americans, we want to have these people here with their ability, with their education, improving relationship between they, Italians, and Americans here.
Very definitely, sir. And the contemporary Italian immigrants are doing wonderful work to keep those bridges across the Atlantic, and in some cases build new bridges. And the Italian immigrants, whether they're working in the sciences, the educational field, or starting businesses, like restaurants, for instance, are really contributing to our country, whether it's in terms of commerce, the intellectual world, or the world of science or medicine.
Yeah, it's not like the 50s and the 60s for sure, I can tell you, because lately, in the last 10, 15 years, there are more publications, newspapers, like the one in Cleveland, like the one in Los Angeles, the Migrante, like the one in New York, and books written by Italian by an Italian American or Italian descent. Mm-hmm. I never in the previous year, in the 50s or 60s, read anything. There is a book that I would like you to read called La Bella Lingua, and that's not written by an Italian or Italian American. It's by an English. It's a lady, I'll tell you. La Bella Lingua. Talking about the beautiful language, beautiful Italian language, and the history behind all that.
Oh, that's fantastic, sir. And one point we should make, and you've made it on many different occasions, is that much of the most valuable work that's been done to promote Italian culture is done by people who have no Italian blood whatsoever. The fact that Italian Americans are where we are today is due in part to the fact that the other 94% of the population has embraced us. So everybody has a role to play in this story.
And there are many associations. We'll talk about later on. Right now, Michele.
Yes, I have the weather forecast for you.
Oh, the weather forecast.
You thought I forgot about it, didn't you?
No, I forgot about it.
You forgot about it. Sorry.
I forgot.
Okay, right now in Rochester, we have 64 degrees Fahrenheit, and the weather forecast today brought to you by Olindo's Food Service at 1510 Lyle Avenue. For today, partly sunny skies, patchy fog sometime this morning, and high temperatures will be in the mid-70s. For tonight, partly cloudy skies, a low temperature in the lower 50s, and on Monday, mostly sunny with high temperatures in the mid-70s. In Rochester right now, 64 degrees. This weather forecast brought to you by Olindo's Food Service, cash and carry at 1510 Lyle Avenue.
I'd like to remind you about the pasta dinner to benefit the San Padre Pio Chapel, sponsored by St. Lucie's Ladies Auxiliary. And, of course, this will take place from 12 to 5 at the Diplomat Banquet Center. And 3 days later, on the 16th, San Padre Pio first annual pig roast. This will include antipasto, pasta, dessert, and that's going to be at the Italian-American Sports Club from 6 o'clock on. Prezzo speciale questa settimana. Imported grana padano parmigiano, $5.99 la libra. De Cecco spaghetti, una libra 50 centesimi. Bel gioioso gorgonzolo, blue cheese, $3.99. Antonio Roman artichoke with stem in olive oil, 3 chili. $13.99. Venezia balsamic vinegar of Modena, di Modena, 500 grammi, 99 centesimi. Sicily brand gnocchi potatoes cheese, £1.129. Fresh breadcrumbs, £1.49. Il tutto a cominciare da domani, per tutta la settimana, esclusivamente da Olindo's Food Service. The next song, it's Mike's favorite. We heard it in Italy, right? Correct? Yeah? While we were going to visit the cathedral of Cerace Superiore. Ciceri, Ciceri, is that right?
It's time for the Sound of Naples, brought to you by Mama Rosa Restaurant at 1733 Norton Street.
Capricciata e morta la s'croce, vista si chiamo vigre sospira, chi s'annamore caccia la s'cora, se ne sofferenza giovane d'onore, più belle di chi un ciste di stella la primavera e la gramare. Ogni balaccone da fattura nera,
cindo scuro nao che le vasa l'ombre non innamorata non riposa trova doi giovinotti nata sposa che la tengande poda fa danna. Segniamo migre su spide chi sanno amore caccia la sottore se ne so bene se giovane d'onore più belle di chi non esiste di stella la primavera e la grande sera ogni balcone na sospira figliola senza d'ora voglio voglio a tienda te caduce la sodora come a me.
You're listening to The Sound of Naples, brought to you by Mama Rosa Restaurant at 1733 Norton Street. When you crave authentic, homemade Italian food, come to Mama Rosa Restaurant. Mama Rosa Restaurant is located at 1733 Norton Street. You and your entire family will love the comfortable atmosphere right next to Annunciation Church and dining on Italian favorites everyone will enjoy. Choose your favorite when you discover Mama Rosa Restaurant. Call 544-4300 for your reservation. That's 544-4300. If you're having a party, remember to ask Mama Rosa about their party menu so you can be a guest at your own gathering. Come to Mama Rosa Restaurant, 1733 Norton Street.
I'd like to mention something that hit my eyes Monday in the Democrat and Chronicle, the local newspaper. Greece Town Justice Vincent B. Campbell, town Justices Charles Shano, my friend, and Gino Nitti, developed the Greece Courtroom Outreach Program for Youth of the Summer. Beautiful, terrific program. The program will run from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday at the Greece Town Court at 4 Vince Tofani Boulevard. So that the youngster who are in trouble or think to be in trouble will hear from the town judge Vincent Campbell and my friend Charlie Shano and Gina Nitti, lawyers, Italian-American, they also are. Dominic Polera is in our studio. And he's going to be at the Italian American Community Center at 3:00 today for a little talk and book signing. So we hope to see some of you there. And this is the third book that Dominic Polera has written called Green, White, and Red. Two more books he wrote previously. And another one. That the fourth book that you are writing now what's the name of that and what is going to be about?
Good news.
Good news.
What is right with America, or why America's best days may lie ahead of us, and is an outgrowth of what I was doing with the Italian American story, because some people in different parts of our country said to me, it's nice to hear some good news for a change. This was before the recession. So what I did was I started trying to document those things that reflect well on who we are and where we're going. And there's a lot of bad news right now. There's no question about it.
Sure.
But I think we're going to emerge from all this in good shape, very good shape.
Very, very positive attitude, very positive thinking. And, of course, when you finish writing the book and publish it, remember, if we are still on the air, we invite you to come and talk about
it. Thank
you,
sir. You will be on the air.
Okay. Leisha, no. Sound of Naples for Mamma Rosa Restaurant. Mario Merola.
La vada sto ritratta la faccio mu. Vorrei sapere che ci ho tenuto a fare. Senza una lampa tutto è sero scuro. Povera figlia mia, guarda papà. Cada di bella pura roppa mara te. E io perché sta sul saglio di te. Tu dicevi che aveva mala sorte. E tu riceva voglia chi là. L'unico bene tu e l'unico amore che ti privava pure d'affaccia. E stomma sto buciarda tra di due, ma non ho pensa, non ho può pensare. Ma pure morto tu sento dolore, si sotto all'occhio tu hai vite passare. Come volesse paga pienamente, perché non ha giuritta la verità. Si pensa che sono vecchia, non fa niente, non mi importa, non mi fa sta carità. Fammi quella che può senza pensiero, ti fatta tanto me per discepa. Lo vado troppo tanto dispiacere. Dimmi quanto tu tempo può cambiare. Cacciami fuori, sì, cacciami fuori, ma sto ritratto voglia vogliarà. Tu rimane per capo tutto cuore, se onestamente non ci poteva stare. Arama morte che sto disonore, a figlia mia non lo posso pure. Prima che me ne vaga, nata cosa, aranza tutti e due faccio la vostra piccerella, sto bocciolo e rosa, in da sta casa non ci vorrò stare. Sta criatura è figlio sangue mio, che morte e dispiacere innanzi a te, che sta cresciuto con timore e di. E certe cose non ne può breve. Chiagnere mularia, chiagnere gioia. Vieni, o nonna tua te può portare. Insieme qui, s'ingoppa a casa sola. E tutte e due prive ci hanno posato. Ciattano chiamo nanza mamma tua.
The
The Italian Carousel Sports Report is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, the family from Rochester, New York, and proud of it. Now 17 locations in and around Rochester. Salvatore's and Salvatore's.com.
And the good news is that today at 3 o'clock, correct, at 3 o'clock, the Rhinos will meet Miami and see that they beat them last week. So we say good luck to you, Rhinos, and we hope that you will come up a winner. Le partite da guardare oggi, da attenzione, Fiorentina-Cagliari, Genoa-Napoli, Inter-Parma, Lazio-Juventus, già lo sapete, la Juventus ha battuto Lazio 2-0, Livorno-Milan, lo sapete, 0-0, il Palermo contro il Bari, Siena-Roma, Udinese-Catania, Atalanta-Sampdoria e Bologna-Chievo. Queste le partite di oggi da guardare, da ascoltare e naturalmente da apprendere chi vincerà oggi. Notizie sportive del mondo sportivo d'Italia per conto del signor Samuele Sam Fantauzzo della Old Fashion Pizzeria.
Amici, volete gustare una pizza preparata alla vecchia maniera italiana? Old Fashion Pizza da Salvatore. Salvatore, le pizzerie di successo. Grazie a voi, la famiglia Fantauzzo ha costruito a poco una catena di pizzerie creando la famosa Old Fashion Pizza. Pizza dei vecchi e buoni tempi. Grazie a voi, vi dicono le famiglie della catena Salvatore, per questo loro successo negli affari. Ricordate, Salvatore, della famiglia Coraggioso, della famiglia Dorè, della famiglia Del Gheiso, della famiglia Mangione. Salvatore, dove la pizza è creata con tanto amore. Salvatore, negli affari fin dal 1978.
E riprendiamo il nostro programma con il signor Domenico Pulera, naturalmente scrittore del Bianco, Rosso e Verde, il libro Verde, Bianco e Rosso, il successo degli italoamericani immigrati qui in America. Signor Pulera, what is your opinion about the many organizations, starting with the NIAF, and the magazine, the newspapers that are interested in the Italian things developed here, so many in the last 10 years? They're mushroomed, really.
The newspapers and organizations that focus on Italian-American issues are absolutely important, absolutely essential to preserving the Italian-American heritage and culture in our country. And they're doing a wonderful job. When it comes to organizations, perhaps 5 to 10% of people from Italian family backgrounds belong to Italian-American organizations. That said, those organizations do so much to promote the culture, preserve the culture, provide programming that carries on the traditions and the Italian heritage, which we all benefit from.
You interviewed Frank Stella.
I did indeed, back in December of 2004. Frank Stella is someone who is a giant of Italian-American culture, someone who's done so much to promote the Italian culture and heritage, and also in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s, promote opportunities for Italian Americans when we were still emerging in the national institutions here.
And just to know about the many scholarships that the NIAF is offering to many, many, many students to go to Italy and study the language or other help to go to the colleges here.
That's right.
You said that there are how many Italian, American, or descendants? 17 million?
A minimum of 17 million. Of 17 million. Some people use higher numbers. I'm going with the numbers that come from the government, that come from
the last 2005 you mentioned, right?
Right. It's a bit more than 17 million. Some of the advocacy organizations use numbers that are higher, 25 million. So the point is that people from Italian family backgrounds are a large part of the American population, a vital part of America.
Very, and good one, too. Michele, What music we have now? Sergio Camerari, Sicilian born.
Non ha più un richiamo e tutto si confonde. Dalle lagune grigio e nere, dal faticare senza riposo, dalla sete alla fame, allo spavento, al più segreto tormento. Avemmo padri, avemmo madri, fratelli, amici e conoscenti, e imparammo a dare un nome nuovo ai nostri sentimenti. Un giorno a camminare su questa terra sotto a un sole avaro, per un amore che sembrava dolce si è scoperto amaro. Ma è solo un eco nel vento che mi risponde. Venga la pace dal mare lontano, venga il silenzio dalle onde. Al mare c'è un punto lontano, così lontano dalle case e dal porto, dove la voce delle cose più chiare è soltanto un ricordo. Ma da quel punto in poi non si distingue più la linea d'ombra, confonde ricordi e persone nel vento. Avemmo padri, avemmo madri, fratelli, amici e conoscenti, ed imparammo a dare un nome nuovo ai nostri sentimenti. E così un giorno a camminare su questa terra sotto a un sole avaro, per un amore che sembrava dolce e si è scoperto amaro. Ma è solo un eco nel vento che mi risponde. Venga la pace dal mare lontano, venga il silenzio dalle onde. Ma è solo un eco nel vento che mi risponde. Venga la pace dal mare lontano, venga il silenzio dalle onde.
Italian Steakhouse and Catering, 2740 Monroe Avenue, 271-1111. A delicious choice for dinner, catering, and so much more. With its exciting new menu of steakhouse selections, you'll see why they've been voted the best Italian restaurant in Rochester since 1995. You'll still find all the classic entrees you've loved with many new items to tempt your palate. From over 12 signature selections to start your meal to the hottest new selections on the steakhouse menu, you'll be treated to the highest quality ingredients, superior preparation, and dedicated service. Voted Rochester's best Italian restaurant, award winner of the prestigious Wine Spectator Award of Excellence and the spectacular Sunday Brunch. And remember to book your next corporate dinner or reception at Mario's Italian Steakhouse and Catering, 2740 Monroe Avenue.
We'll come back to wrap it up with Dominic Pulera. I got that in my head all the time. He wants to be called Domenico Pulera. Very, very humble. Thank you very much. But we're going to conclude our musical carousel with another Calabrese singer by the name Rino Gaetano. Red, più blu. Il programma di oggi è terminato, signore e signori, speriamo che sia stato di vostro gradimento. Abbiamo avuto nel nostro studio l'onore di avere con noi uno scrittore, autore di diversi libri ed un altro che sarà pronto fra qualche anno e naturalmente sarà anche con noi. Parliamo del signor Dominic Pulera, il cui libro Green, White and Red è stato appena pubblicato. E naturalmente in questo libro si parla del successo degli italo-americani in America. Signor Domenico, grazie moltissimo per la sua presenza qua.
Prego, sir. It's very nice to be here. I appreciate the opportunity and salute you, as does everyone in Greater Rochester, for the wonderful work that you have done and are doing to carry our culture forward.
Thank you very much. And I'll be seeing you at 3 o'clock at the ISCC. Very, very anxious to hear more about your book, what's in it, how many people you interviewed, the names or other stories that you're going to tell us. I'm sure it's going to be great. My thanks to my producer, Micah Moran. To all of you, ladies and gentlemen, Gio Capogreco ricorda, fate sempre del bene, ne sarete ricompensati. Do something good for somebody, you'll be rewarded. Gio Capogreco, ciao, 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 ciao.
Thanks for listening to Italian Carousel with Joe Capogreco. Tune in again next Sunday at 8 a.m. for another 2 hours of beautiful Italian music on Italian Carousel right here on 950 AM WROC in Rochester, New York. Uh-oh.